Benjamin Cicero is the creator of RSS Owl 1 and an important member of the RSS Owl 2 development team. Can you tell me a little bit about RSS Owl 2 and how it's different from RSS Owl 1?
Yeah, of course. Hi, Wayne. Nice to be here. I'm the creator of RSS Owl 1, which is like a project that began 4 years ago, just using SWT and a bit of JPhase. And 1.5 years ago, actually, when I was first using RCP in my work, I thought about, okay, I can't catch up with the features of other newsreaders. I have to invent the wheel again using new technologies and being extensible and all that. So I decided to use the RCP as the framework for RSS Owl 2 because at that point from my work, I knew it had all the neat features of being extensible and having a rich workbench that I could use. So yeah, and then I decided RCP is the way to go. And also using new technologies like Java 5 is a big difference. And the real database was important for us too, because only with that we could add new features into the reader, which would allow to use real cool stuff that you couldn't use with RSS Owl 1.
Cool stuff like what?
Okay, so the current milestone 5 build also integrates Lucene. So we index all the news into this Lucene index, and you can basically search any news for any kind of field you like. So RSS Owl 2 is really meant to be powerful enough to manage like 200 feeds and thousands of news, like a good mail client is also being able to. And our focus is to allow you to not lose interesting news from all these mass of news. So what we try really is to integrate features that would catch your attention to those that are interesting for you. And part of it is a really good and fast search. So with the Lucene integration, we are able to let you search for text that you assign, or let you search for news from feeds that you rate a bit higher than others. So all these Web 2.0 features that are currently coming, we plan to support too.
So what were some of the major technical challenges of adopting RCP? The original version of RSS Owl was based on SWT.
Right.
As I recall, I don't think you were even using JPhase.
Right.
So you in the process of adopting RCP, what challenges did you face?
Right. So the adoption was pretty straightforward because from the beginning we didn't use that many RCP features. We just had our view and an editor, and the first more work went into using JPhase. As you said, we didn't use JPhase before, so it was now going to first use viewers and all that interesting stuff. And then later on, I had a hard time working through commands and key bindings, actually, as other people might have experienced too. So yeah, it was like a day of work, and then I finally got it, copied stuff, and then it worked. And we are now at a point where we really have to think about what features of the RCP will be used in the future. Like, we decided to integrate the update manager, which is something I didn't have before, UI forms and all that. And the challenge for me currently is to really get the benefit from the workbench for my users, because RSS Owl is not an IDE, it's not an enterprise application, it's not complex and huge. It was always lightweight and small. So RSS Owl 2 with the RCP is like, for a new user, it's new and it's big. The MDE concept is new. I didn't have that in RSS Owl 1, so now I have to close the gap between those two versions so that my users will use the new version and don't get confused.
Mm-hmm. So now, I understand that the RSS Owl 2 can actually be integrated with the workbench if you choose to do that and integrate it with the IDE.
Yes. So currently with the Milestone 5, we provide an update site for Eclipse. So I did some work to allow to integrate that into Eclipse, so it will be its own perspective and a view and the editor actually to read news. And then there is the standalone RCP part that you could use, like you could use RSS Owl 1.
Okay. I saw you talking with Mick Kirsten earlier. Is there some work going on now to integrate with Mylar?
Yeah, he just caught my attention here at the EclipseCon. So apparently Mylar is interested in getting RSS integrated into Mylar because there's some interesting use cases for RSS. It's not only used for news, but it can also be used for like tasks or events, like the JET is just using RSS in that way actually. So there are more use cases for applications like Mylar that are not that are really enterprise applications and developers tools. So RSS can be used like that. And apparently Mylar tries to connect, be compatible with RSS and integrate it into their application. And they saw RSS too, and I think they like it, so maybe we'll see.
Right. Is now RSS Owl, is this a labor of love, a gift to the world, or is there a business case behind this? Is there a revenue generation scheme or mechanism?
No, so RSS all started as a project where I just wanted to learn something. So I saw Eclipse, I saw the UI actually, I was coming from the swing side, and I wanted to use SWT in something. So I was really just looking for anything I could write. And I think I saw Feed Reader at that time, a friend pointed me to that. And I thought, okay, I can write a newsreader too. But I wasn't even using a newsreader at that time. So it was really just getting to use SWT and getting feedback from the community and making it better. But there's no business model behind, besides that I really have it as a project to learn stuff. So RSSL 2 is really meant for me to learn RCP, databases, and the rich client platform actually.
So why OWL?
Yeah, that's interesting. So if you begin a new project, you always have to ask yourself, you need a catchy name actually. So and there was Firefox and Thunderbolt at that time, so it was not too hard for me to find a name that was some kind of animal. So and I was remembering that the owl is a symbol of wisdom, and I always have this picture in mind with the owl wears sunglasses and then reads a book or something. So I thought it was a great idea, and so I choose RSS Owl. Although in the end, I must say it's not so catchy the name. I mean, RSS Owl is a bit. It's a bit difficult to say it, so maybe, I don't know, Thunderbird and Firefox sound better. Even Red Rails, so I need to do something about that.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people know about RSS
exactly.
Owl, though, so, you know, the name, maybe in spite of the name, but certainly it's popular and well-known.
Yeah.
So, have you been enjoying EclipseCon?
Oh, it's great. It's my first EclipseCon, and I've met all the people that I know from bug reports and IRC and news groups from the past 4 years. Steve dropped by, and we talked about Vista and how it's going. It's just great experience.
Which Steve?
Steve Northover.
Of course, the yes. Steve Northover.
Yes.
Are you going to be at Eclipse Forum Europe?
Yes. I'm actually doing the RCP workshop there together with a couple of friends, and I'm really looking forward for that event because it's like 2 hours from my home place. It's not like the Eclipse where I have to fly 12 hours, so it's easier for me to reach.
Well, we appreciate you making the flight all the way over. It's been great talking to you. RSS Owl is an awesome product. That product may not be the exact right word, but certainly an awesome tool that a lot of people are using, including me. And we thank you very much for your effort, and thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Randy.